I don't know about you, but I heard some rustling coming from them bushes. I just hope it's not one of them dastardly skinwalkers that we read about all so often. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you made it back for another episode. Today, we're going to be sharing some allegedly true and creepy as hell skinwalker horror stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp, and stories like yours that help keep this show going. Now, without further ado, let's get into these creepy and allegedly true skinwalker horror stories that'll freak you out tonight. This is a story from my aunt who worked as a public service driver for our small town in New Mexico. Now, I would not be using her real name to keep my aunt's identity a secret. This experience happened years ago. I say I must have been 12 or 13. My aunt worked for a public service company that helped people get off the street that was either homeless or were in need of a place to stay, for whatever, you know, circumstances that may be. She had told this story to a select few after it had happened. The story goes like this. She was scheduled to work a night shift, where if the police or nearby hospital called to say that they had someone who was either homeless or intoxicated, she would have to drive to their location and pick up the said person. Well, on this night, she had been assigned desk duty, where they would have to sign in the person that was brought in as either homeless or intoxicated and give them a bed to sleep in, or put them in a room where they would be able to sober up. Well, on this night, the city police had gotten a call about a person who had been seen walking around a neighborhood at about 3 a.m. Now, the police thought it may have just been an intoxicated individual looking for a relative's house to sleep it off. Once the police get to the neighborhood where all the calls were made, they spot the person walking around. Now, the police that responded to the call were non-native, so they stop the person and ask him what he was doing in the area, if he was looking for a family member's house to stay at, or if he was looking to start trouble. And he doesn't respond, so they call the company my aunt works for, and they send a two-man crew to pick up this individual. Once they arrive, the driver, who was Native American, and the passenger arrive. They pull up to the squad car and get the information. Once the police hand him over, the driver is shocked and terrified at what the police hand over. It's a skinwalker. The driver is reluctant to touch or say anything to this person. His partner is wondering what has got him so spooked. As they place him in the back of the van, they are driving. Once back at the facility, they lead the person to my aunt and her friend who are at the desk waiting to get his information. As they come in, once she sees what's coming through the door, she said that she was frightened to the point to where she got up and told her friend that she couldn't be there any longer. Her friend asked her what was wrong and realizes they have just brought in a skinwalker. Pleading with her friend to handle the information, she gets up and quickly moves to another room. As they process it, her friend explains what happens next. She says that the protocol requires that they empty out all the pockets and turn in any personal belongings. As they were ready to process it, and most of the native staff that were working there that night were shocked to see that this thing dressed in tattered jeans, its torso blotched in white paint, its hair covered in grease. As they were pulling stuff out of its pockets, they found hair, fingernails, and cigarette butts. It also held a pouch around its neck, which they refused to look at. Realizing that the thing was real and not knowing what to do, staff decided to let it go. As they let him go, they quickly locked the doors, though. The next morning, the people who were staying the night said that they kept hearing taps and whispers on the windows and did not want to look out and see what it was. Most people were quick to dismiss this interaction and chalk it up to an overactive imagination. But hearing my aunt tell this story makes me believe that it is true. And if you really want to know what happened, just ask the people who still work there, and they may just tell you. My husband and I went on our first walk this morning, after moving to the countryside. It's not the kind of countryside where your nearest neighbor is miles away, but we are surrounded by trees and empty fields. As we get about 35 feet away from a bridge by our house, we notice a creature is standing on the bridge, just watching us. It looked like someone dressed in all black, just staring us down from the left side of the bridge. We walked closer and realized it was walking away. No matter how fast or slow we walked, it would always somehow match it and be the same distance away from us. When we stopped moving, so would the creature. What seemed to change was the shape it would take, though. As we walked, we would see it wobbling like a drunk person. If we looked away, it would move to the opposite side of the road and be a completely different shape, like a dog or a small animal. As we walked onto the bridge, the creature was further by the hill. It began to change shape and had stick-like legs. It would walk, but not bend its knees. It was as if it was on stilts. We slowed our pace, and it began to walk over the hill, still changing shape. We got to the hill, looking ahead to see what shape the creature took, but it was gone. No trace in the distance. We can easily see a few miles ahead at this point since the ground is all flat. No sign of it. There was nothing. We believe it was a skimwalker, and we are glad we never met up with it, but I'd love any ideas of what you guys think it might be. Howdy. My name's Elijah, but everyone calls me Gator. But that is a different story. Last year, I and my friends Zach and Piper went camping out in the woods near my house. We live in a small town called Supply, North Carolina. The first day went by as always. We got to the pond, unpacked our gear, and got the camo set up, and then we lit a fire. The second day is when things started to get strange. We got up, smoked a joint, and went fishing. There's a river about a half a mile through the woods, so we thought we would go catch something and eat it. My friend Zach pointed out some strange footprints as we were walking there, though. I am a hunter, and the deer down here are not much bigger than a Great Dane, but there were bipedal deer tracks going towards our camp, which we all found a bit weird. I bent down to look at them more closely, and they were almost bigger than my hand. I've never seen deer tracks this big. We continued down the trail talking about the tracks we saw, and got down to the river at last. We sat down at our usual spot and started to fish. About an hour in or so, we had 5 decent-sized red drum, and we packed up and started heading back. We were excited about our catches, but suddenly, we heard a loud scream that went on for what felt like 15 seconds. It was far off, so I wasn't worried about it. I just told them it was probably a panther or something like that, since a few mountain lions have been sighted in the area. As we got back to the camp, we noticed that the same tracks that we had saw earlier were now all around our tents, and 3 giant claw marks were outside the tent. I thought that someone might have been messing with us. We bring a lot of our friends out here, and a few did know that we were going. We stirred the fire back up and made breakfast. The rest of the day was pretty chill. We took a few walks, went swimming, had a few smokes. We talked about a lot of stuff, and pretty much just, you know, we're getting ready for our summer to be over. When we all went to bed, I woke up to the sound of that screaming we had heard earlier. But it was much closer this time. I grabbed my Mossberg 500 and climbed out of my tent. Zach and Piper were already out of theirs. I had asked if any of them had heard it, and Zach said obviously they had heard it or they wouldn't be out of their tents. I threw a few logs in the fire, and we all stand around, listening to the sounds of the woods. Suddenly, it got dead quiet. The sounds of the birds, the bugs, and everything else seemingly went mute. We started to hear heavy footsteps around the camp. We looked around but didn't see a single thing. A few moments later, something stepped into the light of the fire, but we could barely see this thing because it was so massive. I'm 6'6", and this thing had at least a good 3 or more feet on me. At first, we thought it was a person, but honestly, it was just too big and almost solid white. It had the body of a man, but instead of where this guy's head should be, there was a deer skull. It crept closer, and I fired 3 slug rounds into its chest. This thing stopped and looked at me. I told Zach to grab the keys out of my tent, and this thing looked over at Piper. When it did, I shot a 4th round into its stomach. Right as I did this, its head shot straight towards me, and it smiled at me. That's what I think it was doing anyway. Zach had already jumped in the car and started it up. I grabbed Piper and led her towards the car, keeping my gun aimed at this thing. When we all had gotten in, Zach hit the pedal and went flying down the road. We were doing at least 60 down this old dirt trail when Piper let out a scream. When she did, there was a loud thud and the SUV jolted to the side. I looked behind us, and this thing was keeping pace with the car. Zach does an almost unhuman thing, and somehow gets the car to speed even faster. Once we hit the main road, we were safe, and we kept going. Ever since then, we have not been out camping, and I am not sure if I ever will again. We have not said anything to anyone about this encounter until now. I've been listening to your channel for the last 1.5 years, and I figured maybe someone else had an encounter like this in this area. Me and my best friend Brad were camping in the backyard in rural Shreve, Ohio. I grew up on a couple of acres of land surrounded by 1,500 acres of farmland. As we are camping and YouTubing skateboard videos, we hear coyotes off in the woods. This is common where I am from, and generally they do not bother us all that much. The coyotes were yelling and being loud, and then just stopped making noise all of a sudden. This is when things started to get us on edge. Out of nowhere, we hear what sounds like sniffing of a large dog or animal. It was right outside of our tent. At this point, we are pretty freaked out because this was the closest a coyote had ever been to either of us. Out of nowhere, we see humanish-like hands rip open the tent door, and we can just see it not doing anything. We just sit in silence, just looking out into the dark for what felt like minutes, but I honestly could not tell you how long it actually was. Out of nowhere, something huge starts crawling underneath the tent and growling viciously. My friend grabbed the hammer we used for the tent stakes and started hitting this thing where he felt the head was. Instead of a yelp, as any dog would, this thing growled demonically. After hitting it a few more times with all of our might, we sprinted through the tent door, across the 1-acre yard, and through the door to my garage. Every time I glanced behind, I swear I just saw a big shadow following closely. There was no definition to it, but it was pitch black and in the middle of nowhere. We got inside, and that is really where this whole tale ends. I just remember being terribly scared for the whole night, and I've never trusted those woods ever again. While I don't have any obvious way to prove that this was a skinwalker or a flesh gate or whatever, it's all I can really think to base it on, as it sounded like a large dog and had a huge-like human-like hand, but was also making low demonic-like growling noises. I will also note that while Brad was running in front of me, I heard his voice yelling, "Stop!" from behind me. Hi, long-time listener, first-time submitter. My name is Fallon, and this story still has me pretty confused and downright scared. I have heard many stories from you and thought this could be related to what you talk about, and maybe you could help me find out what it could be or what the possibility of it is in the comments down below. If I could maybe get some answers, that would really be nice. My boyfriend at the time, now husband, and I were driving from Florida to New Mexico to visit family. It was in the middle of the night and we had been driving for about 20 hours straight, not sleeping as you do on these road trips. We were about an hour or so away from any town. We were driving down some small town road when we had a bat flying to our side mirror. We both jumped and screamed but thought nothing of it and kept driving. A few minutes later, we were still on that same road when we saw this thing that almost looked like a coyote, or something similar, running on all fours across the road. It was not too weird until I realized it was translucent. So much ran through my mind. I thought maybe it was just sleep deprivation, or something else, but my mind just kept spinning in circles. Then it came to me. Skinwalker. Unbeknownst to me, I was 4 weeks pregnant. I have heard from other stories of yours that skinwalkers do not like pregnant women. Did that thing cause the bat to fly into the car to get our attention, or throw us off the road? I guess I'll never know for sure. But I want some reassurance. I'm not the only one who has seen something like this. Anyways, thank you for sharing my story if you do. Hey Swamp, it's me again, Midori. This happened a couple of nights ago. So unlike some of the other things I have sent you, the details, at least those that I know, are still fresh in my mind. So, for some context, this happened at a park called Stolsoft Park. The whole thing is inside of my city. I would say it is maybe a square mile in total area. Sorry, I'm not too familiar with acres. It is mostly forest, with a playground facing the street on a northern end. The playground, along with the north and south entrances, are elevated, hill streets, so the forest gradually goes downward, meeting at a valley in the center. The playground is bordered by a forest on two sides. The swing set, where I was, is maybe 10 feet away from the fence separating one side of the playground from the forest. I'm sorry if that is confusing. I should say I usually go swing there anytime between 9 at night and midnight, mainly because I like being the only person in the park. I am not some curmudgeon who does not like kids or anything, I just prefer less crowded places in general. So, on this night I believe it was around 11-something, when I hear shuffling behind the fence. This is not unusual at all, and I don't react in any way. Maybe 5 minutes later, I heard it again, and it sounded like something approximately human-sized. My first thought was a mountain lion. Despite the park posting signs warning of mountain lion activity, I have never actually seen one here. They do not worry me anyway, because a mountain lion will not usually attack or even really care about a human if you don't do something stupid like mess with their young. I have encountered them elsewhere. They generally mind their own business. My next thought was a creeper, and I mentally prepared to jump off and run to my car. At this point, I was looking at the fence. On that night, the moon was not shining per se, but it was casting its glow, giving minimal visibility. At 10 feet away, however, I would at least be able to see movement, especially of this being's assumed size. As I was mulling it over in my head, I heard not exactly what you could call a growl, but almost a moaning, I guess. It lasted about 5 seconds. Then I heard something moving away. The weird thing was, the movement came from quite a ways off, in the same direction, and the vocalization came from right at the fence, 10 feet away from me. Now at this point, the sensible thing to do would be to just leave, but having just happened, I was dumbfounded and just continued swinging for another 30 seconds or so. And then, of course, it got more strange. As I was swinging, I saw a flashlight in the distance, near where the playground hits the streets. This is maybe 60 or 70 feet from me. With obstacles such as play structures and other things in the way, my first thought that it was a police officer or something of the sort. The playground technically is closed, and they all are because of the corona situation. But I've swung at parks after they've been closed for years, and if the police even care about things like that, they've never even bothered me. The guy came a bit closer, but he is moving at an angle, towards me in the general sense, but moving at an angle. As in, if you envision the area as a clock, with me at 6, he started at 12, and he is moving towards 7. Sorry, that is the only way I can really describe it. 10 feet from the swing set in the opposite direction of the fence, there's a 20 foot by 20 foot metal overhang, with one of those fishnet pattern tables for picnics. I hopped off the swing and crouched behind it. In the day, this would be a completely useless hiding place. But at night, a person hiding behind it would just look like a part of a mass of shadow. I watched as it approached, and while I could not make out any details or colors, I could see that he was dressed almost like a hunter from the show Supernatural. He looked to be wearing baggy pants, a vest and a hat, the most common kind of hat with a duckbill on the front, the kind they sell at Lids. There looked to be things strapped on his arms and legs. Mind you, visibility was unbelievably bad, and I may have mistaken many of these details. He was carrying a flashlight, aimed at the ground in front of him. On his opposite hand, it looked like he had some sort of stick, like a gymnastics baton or something. All I know was the general shape. It occurred to me that if this guy fancied himself a hunter, then a pale girl swinging at midnight is probably the worst thing you can be. Either way, this situation now seemed potentially dangerous. If this person came close, I decided to run for the far fence, leading into the forest. Note that between me and my car, despite the small size of the forest, finding a person hiding in it would be impossible at night. Even with a flashlight, I am completely familiar with the forest. I am currently 27, and I have been coming here since I was 7 or 8 years old. Even in complete darkness, I could navigate it well enough to hide if I had to. As I crouched down, the person stopped briefly, then continued down into the forest entrance. That is basically the ending of our encounter. I waited for a few minutes, and then I tried to see if I could still see it. I am not sure if the two events were related at all. As far as the noise I heard, I know what mountain lions sound like. The only other fauna in the park are deer, squirrels, and insects. I honestly do not know if this was a skinwalker or anything like that. All I heard was the sound. There was no smell, and I did not get necessarily a terrible feeling from that person with the flashlight, even though they were dressed weird. Also, I don't think this forest would be big enough to house something like that. But maybe it could be just big enough for something to stop by for a few days. We do have a good-sized forest farther up in the mountains, not too far away, called Hubbard Park. You probably have to travel about 20 minutes through the suburbs to get there, but I'm not sure that it would be impossible for a skinwalker to bounce between these two locations. Do you guys think I saw a skinwalker? Do you guys think I possibly saw somebody hunting a skinwalker? I don't know. I'll start off by saying that this will be told as a second-hand account. My best friend is not a big social media user, and she gave me permission to post her story in hopes for someone to maybe have an idea as what she saw, as well as what she can do to protect herself. We'll call my best friend A for privacy purposes. A and I live on the edge of our town in Wisconsin, in this little cul-de-sac surrounded by the woods. So it's not uncommon to see wild animals such as turkeys, deer, foxes, and especially coyotes. Last year when she first spotted the creature, she was thrown off by it. At first, she thought that it was a coyote, but it just seemed to be too big. She didn't think too much about it and assumed some old lady thought it was a dog and was just feeding it. Well, towards the end of winter this year, she saw it again. This time, similar to last, she noticed that something was off about this random coyote and pegged it as off. They said that it was just too large. That's the one thing they kept noting. So for a bit of context, A has a 2-year-old daughter and is a smoker, so she often goes outside to smoke, so most of the time she's alone. About a week or so ago, A was outside smoking, while her mom watched her toddler, when she heard this odd clicking sound, like how one would summon a cat or a dog. Well, A's toddler just recently learned how to make that sound, and had been making that sound fairly frequently, so her initial thought that it was her daughter, but there was something really wrong with how it sounded. It didn't really sound like her daughter. A said it almost sounded like someone was trying to mimic her daughter, but could not quite do it right. A opened her front door to see if it was her child, but when she looked in, her daughter was quietly watching TV. She closed the door, still looking in, and heard the sound again. But her daughter had not moved from the position she was in. A looked towards the tree line and saw nothing. She heard the sound again, though. She looked towards the roof of her house and saw this weird fleshy thing that did not look like any animal or anything she had ever seen. It looked at her and then jumped to the tree next to her house. This is when she said the panic really hit her. We recently had a storm that damaged that tree. When this thing jumped on it, the tree shook violently. This thing already had no branches on it and was very unstable. Even a bird would make it sway when it landed. So, when she did not see this thing break off when this thing landed on it, she got even more scared. A ran over to the tree and saw nothing, not even a shadow. She looked towards the tree line and did not see anything but felt very uneasy. Since that incident, every time she goes outside alone at night, she feels eyes on her and an overall sense of unease. On a few occasions, she will hear bone-snapping crunches, like twigs snapping but louder and nastier, as well as growling. But she always mentions how everything about it just seems off and totally wrong. Keep in mind, this only happens when she's outside alone. Whatever it is only targeting her. She also mentioned that sometimes when she flashes a light towards the tree line, instead of usual yellow eyes that shine back, they're white. A asked me to include that part, but she might just be paranoid, as she is so terrified to be outside alone now. What do you guys think? Could it be a skinwalker or something else? Does anyone have any advice for her? Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true Skimwalker horror stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a Skimwalker story or something completely different, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd absolutely be overjoyed to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep us going on a daily basis. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button, as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it in its algorithm. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit the subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day on all things natural and supernatural. If you're on the go and would still like to listen to your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories, but don't have data or YouTube Premium, be sure to download those for free on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and just about everywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. And the best part of it all is it's absolutely free. If you guys want to support the Swamp outside of hitting that like button and subscribing, maybe check out the merch store. I've got t-shirts, face masks, hoodies, mugs, and so much more. I'd appreciate you guys checking it out. I'd love to know which story tonight was your favorite. I'd say that last one might be mine. Very interesting. That first one also is pretty hard to say it's not my favorite either, simply just because it's nice to hear a native skinwalker story. I'd love to know your favorite though. Comment that down below and let me know. Thank you guys, as always, for listening all the way to the end. I appreciate every single one of you. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.